From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Sunshine again today, and more of that's in store for most of the weekend. Nice of the weather gods to treat us worker bees so well. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. In a bit, he's going to explain how our strong El Nino is collapsing right now, as well as give us some insights on the long-term outlook. First, Cliff, let's hear more about this weekend. Are folks trying out that new 520 bridge over Lake Washington going to have good weather for running and biking?
They will, and the weather gods are still with us. Today we have a really perfect day. Temperature should get up to around 70, plenty of sun, no precipitation. You know, what can you say? Now, a weak front is going to move through tomorrow. And what that will do is push a little bit of marine air in the morning. So if you're taking that fun run across the new 520 bridge, it may be a little bit cool as that marine air's effect is still in place. But tomorrow, the sun will break through. Certainly, temperatures will get up into the mid-60s. So a really nice day and basically dry. Perhaps a few showers in the North Cascades and along the coast. Sunday, nice day. There'll be an approaching front that'll come in Sunday night, but Sunday is going to be dry over virtually the whole region, with increasing clouds during the afternoon, highs getting up into the mid-60s, so a very nice day. Monday, a front will come through. This is the strongest front we've had in a while, so you know, Sunday night into Monday morning, it will rain. It'll rain quite a bit, and that front will move through on Monday, which will become probably partly cloudy by the end of the day. And I can't believe it, but another high-pressure ridge is going to build up on Tuesday and Wednesday, so it should dry out again and get sunny and warm.
Nice. So that's the current forecast, but what about the big picture? You're blogging this week about the collapse of El Nino. What does that tell us about the extended outlook?
Well, right now, the El Nino that was in place this whole winter is rapidly weakening. It's still there, but it's about half the amplitude it was about 2 months ago. And remember, El Nino is associated with warm water in the tropical Pacific, and the SST, the sea surface temperature anomalies, the difference from normal, was up around 3 degrees centigrade, and now it's about 1.5. And our models suggest that it'll probably continue decreasing. Now, what does that imply for the summer? That's what everyone wants to know. Well, there'll still be some weak effects of El Nino into the summer. So there'll be a tendency for us to be a little bit warmer than normal. Not like last year. There's no reason to expect that we're going to see a repeat of the extraordinary temperature anomalies of last year. So it'll be a little bit above normal, but we're going to go into it with a normal snowpack. So that means that even if we're a little bit warm, there should be plenty of water, you know, backing up into our reservoirs and going into our rivers. So I don't expect a repeat. This summer, in terms of precipitation, at this point, there's really no reason to expect anything other than normal. So a little bit warmer than normal, you know, and precip close to normal.
So you meant it when you said the weather gods are with us. It sounds like an ideal scenario.
That's right. No matter what happens with the weather, the fact that we have this snowpack and the fact the reservoirs are so full means that we can't have a repeat of last year because we just have so much water in the bank. But the thing to keep in mind is El Nino tends to work against getting that big ridge in the eastern Pacific, and that was the central feature of last year's spring and early summer weather.
Interesting. Now, what about El Nino, La Nina for next winter? Do we know anything yet?
Well, what we know, I think, for sure is we're not going to have as strong El Nino next year as this year. That's for sure. But the models don't agree on what will be in place next winter. Some suggest we'll have a neutral or what we call La Nina situation, where it's neither El Nino or La Nina. Some suggest a weak La Nina. This is a bad time to make that prediction. We have a barrier of predictability that's in the spring, early summer period. And it's not until we get to the midsummer that we can really see what next winter is going to be like. So no big El Nino next winter, but we're not sure on which side it's going to fall at this point.
All right, we'll have to ask you again in a few months. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk on Skype every week at this time. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.